and only a contemplation of reality that doesn't hurry to draw conclusions can draw the ultimate conclusion. And our effortless living has become increasingly resembling an effortful living, yet without the burden of any substance. And so electrified we are with our social mingling that we come to completely miss out the essence of life. And in all earnest, the real disturbance of self-contentment is expecting something from others. And by extrapolating a major thing from what we consider to be our enemy can result into our guardian. And we ought to always consider that if one thing hinders another in one way, it can also facilitate it in another. And by defining what, when, where and how, our life would be suddenly uplifted from a lot of struggle. And if one thing gets easier, there will be a harder one accompanying it to always keep our life fully engaged. As the interface is our entry point to everything, it ought not to be redundant but the work of time. And we can only reach full spiritual relaxation in the garden of constant care. And we become to signify a reality by adhering to it without trying to escape it, but with our imagination. And it is not the facade, but the charm within that gives character to each individual. And in order to maintain our aura, we ought to accept the recession of us as a social corporation. And anything exalting our humanity is automatically of all humans, despite some wanting to keep it for themselves. And it is the acknowledgement that they will be the worst of sinners that refrains saints from being part of the world and unable to act on what is projected onto us. We either kill ourselves for fear or focus to act within our own realm. And as soon as civilization stumbles, wilderness takes over as nothing has ever occurred. There is a principal divide from what we define as wisdom. One rejects action and the other rejects comfort. And the downside of a most efficient civilization is that it becomes most inefficient to deal with the exceptions. And just like a seed, the more we can set in our reality, the more we can blossom out of it. And genius is whom can transform the ordinary into extraordinary without being himself extraordinary. And the greatest surprise of the conformist is to find that the regime in which he was born will eventually die. And in the cracks of what the previous generation has cemented, life of the new generation frustrated, reborn. And what distinguishes a passion from a hobby is that for the later we are ready to give up everything, even our own life. And as soon as we feel some pride for our contribution to a field, we ought to immediately step out into our forgotten nature. And beyond being rich or popular, all it counts at last is the natural legacy we are able to transmit. And the voice of truth ought to try to break through the social fabric until it gets oppressed. And we only ought to try to stay rich enough not to get enslaved by others. And as soon as one right gets officially established, we ought to start fighting for the counter-right. Having figured what we should at least do to take care of ourselves, we should at least do it every day. While everyone is agitated to implement the great schemes for a new social order, no one actually performs a scheme to settle their own spiritual self. And the very personal sickness labeled by society are the very medicines for society itself. And we are always a step away from the place where we can actually fully recover our inner peace. And branding is the way superior idiots can handle inferior idiots. And the only way our expedition can be understood is by letting others undertake at least a small function. And in total obscurity, and only in total obscurity, the brightest ray of life can be conceived. And without so much of a compromise, we are either dedicated to a worldly society or fully to the divine self. And it is impossible not to be a beast at times, yet what it is possible is to reflect whether it was really worth it. And we can only be firm with our own self, and only inspire firmness to others without unnecessarily imposing it. And we shall never seek pleasure for pleasure, nor attempt to always seek pleasure after a physical effort, but rather after a spiritual one. And the very restrictions we impose on ourselves just enforce us to make life nicer for others. And despite the armor they exhibit, most social members are snails within. And it is not the content per se, but the mechanism we have developed that we shall fiercely defend. And the very energy that some people try to convey from us, we shall ferment within so that we can convey it to the rest of humanity. And the danger of luxury is that in no time we are ready to kill others in order not to have it scratched. And just like flowers of the same tree, we transform into seedless fruits forever hanging on the branches. And we simply ought to be firm in our moderation, and by far not in any of the opposing extremes. And like crows, adhering to the dogma of the establishment, will feed on trash, or at the most on the free birds' eggs. And the very institutions established for freedom can quickly serve the establishment of the new slavery. And true harmony can only be reached cutting completely off any social interferences. And we may be blamed to have accelerated our death, but not to have caused it. And rather than wasting a lifetime waiting for an oracle to include us within an establishment, we ought to develop our own mechanism of divination. And at the end of the day, we ought to accept the transformation and work tight for building the content for this aftermath. And by setting out a method, we will have to do some selection a priori, but won't have to do any a posteriori censorship. And unless we are able to address different time and spaces, our relevance is soon to disappear. And luxury not only enslaves who owns it, but also those who have to produce it for others. And more directly, we can work on the survival of our brain, the happier we'll get. And we either enforce the establishment by enforcing its values, or commit suicide by enforcing our own values and traumatizing the establishment. And even as outcasts in the most plain of natures, we can still redeem the most sublime of divine. And only by delimiting the time and space for the performance of our nature, even the most intolerable situations become tolerable.